Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Thank you, Lucius. It's an overreaction Cowboys Monday, but Krusty's watched the film. He's got the real deal for you. Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. McCarthy, he said something interesting. It's never as bad as it seems and never as good as it seems. He said that.
Yeah. One of the 15 cliches he said in the first four seconds.
He had a bunch of cliches today. You guys had more questions about the offense or defense today?
Defense.
What way?
I mean, how bad was this defensive line? What was it when it came to not being able to stop the run, especially along the edges, which is where the Saints had their success?
Yeah, there's people that I know that John Owning and I kind of got into it a little bit of some discussion about, you know, I felt like that the edges weren't particularly good, and John was arguing that the tackles weren't particularly good and the run fits weren't good. You know, I think there's really kind of some blame to go all around with the run defense and the way they played.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, though, that there were times where the Saints did a really nice job of making you feel like that you were going to be single blocked, and then it turned into double team blocks. And then when it turned into double team blocks, then guys were able to get off of those double team blocks and then get to other blocks. And this was one of those games where the defensive tackles, and I think John's right in this way, did you no favors in this football game.
They were awful.
Yeah. When it comes to I said this in the crosstalk and some other things and some discussions we had, if this run defense is going to be any good at all, it's going to have to be because the linebackers go make plays. And your linebackers had absolutely no chance really to make plays yesterday when it came to playing run defense. Now, the ability of the Saints to come off the football, to use what I was talking about, the 21 personnel, the 22 personnel, they were able to secure edges, and then they were also able to take their guards and centers and then get them up onto your linebackers. And you played in this game you played 88% of the time you played your base defense. That was most in the league by far. Well, we have a game tonight, but I don't expect the Atlanta or Philadelphia to play base defense the entire game.
Well, to be fair, the Saints are playing basically every play with a fullback tight end.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
You were just matching up personnel.
It was a matchup, yeah. You were trying to match up the best you could, and where the Saints were able to make things happen was inside. When they got those, we talked about McCoy, the center, and the way that he was able to play, Ruiz, the way he was able to play, you know, Patrick, the other guard, they just basically said that they took care of your triangle inside. Those when you look at the defensive tackles and then the linebackers, and then they at the point of attack were able to take, and I said this earlier, I felt like that they took really a good advantage of knowing that where Tank was, or where Micah was in this. And there were a lot of times where those tight ends, those tackles, were able to come off the ball and get in. And once they secured the inside, then they worked on the edges. And once the edges were secured, then that left your corners and your safeties to have to come up and make plays. And you just weren't good enough to do that. Last week, you know, Eric, we were talking about the Carolina last week was before Kamara got hit in the game, you know, almost three yards before he was even mm-hmm. touched.
Yeah, 3 yards before contact.
Yeah, this was very, very similar before, you know, the Cowboys just could not get anybody in position. And like I say, a lot of it had to do with the fits, the fits, but the fits weren't allowed because the blockers were on the linebackers before they even had a chance to react.
What do you think about when McCarthy said that it looked like a young and inexperienced team?
Well, on the defensive side of the ball?
He was talking generally. Would that apply to the defense?
Well, he was probably talking a little bit about Leofowl and what his situation was. You look at when Overshown got on the field, he was a little bit, there was some struggle with him, mm-hmm. you know, getting off some of the blocks. Some of the main problems that they did have, though, it's the veteran offensive tackle, or excuse me, the veteran defensive tackles.
Phillips and Joseph.
When you feel like Phillips and Joseph.
And Mozzie, I think, is better than those guys.
It was just so clear that these guys, the Saints really didn't have to worry about those tackles as much. It's like, okay, let's step, let's try and secure, but we got guys that already got him cut off, and now you just take the guy and run him to the second level. It was no like play the double teams and then allow the linebackers to go. It was like brush and then go onto the linebackers. So the inexperienced part I could understand. He's probably talking a little bit about Carson as well.
Yeah.
If you look at the touchdown pass that they had, the one that Shaheed, the 70-yard mm-hmm. bomb, mm-hmm. they're in cover two, and what Carson has to do is he's in a position where he has to jam that receiver. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't do anything to affect Shaheed, and all of a sudden you've got a vertical route, which is on Hooker, and then he takes it to the middle, and now you've got the safety, you know, Wilson on the other side trying to find the, you know, he sees what's happening, but he can't make the play over there. It was a perfect. There was only 1.6 yards of separation. I looked that up.
Perfect pass.
Wow. Yeah, that's how close that play was, and so. With 1.6 yards, I think Wilson did the best he could. But Carson has to help on the play by if he gets some type of jam on Shaheed, then maybe that allows, because you had late pressure from Osa on the play, and that would have allowed maybe that if Carr has to hold the ball just a little bit longer because he's waiting for the route to clear. Well, maybe you get Osa home on that particular thing, but
man,
all around, that was just a really poor a defensive. And I don't know if I can't say the effort. I just say that physically, if you look at how the Saints played.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He was talking about, you know, beat them to the punch.
They're just quicker off the ball.
Well, they just got into their blocks, and they were able to turn you, move you, wash you. You know, they were able to kind of handle. Now, you made some self-inflicted mistakes. I talked about it on the screen that went for 57 yards for a touchdown. You've got Kendricks in coverage there. They run a blitz coming to Carr's right. They run the screen going left. You know, that's a one-on-one right there with Kendricks, and then also with Alvin Kamara. He overshoots the play. Now it goes back to the inside. Here's a young guy, inexperienced again. Carson takes a terrible angle to the ball, and now you're out the gate, and it's going to be a touchdown that way. So, I you know, there were some things that happened to you on defense that were self-inflicted in a lot of ways. Yeah, the Saints got after you really well, but there's some things that you could have done to help yourself, and you didn't do that.
The one other big defensive question I would have is, what'd you notice when it came to Micah Parsons and them being able to mitigate his effectiveness?
Yeah, there was when Parsons against the run, and this is where John and I kind of got into it a little bit, because there were some times where I felt like that Parsons got widened on the play. It was a couple times where he was able to play off the block and get into play. Okay, 3 yard gain, fine. But they had some 7 yard gains. They had a touchdown run where he got knocked too wide. But John was arguing that the tackle was so bad. Well, no, it was a one-on-one block. It was, they got the tackle. They're, you know, he's thinking like, oh, well, Parsons is playing wide in order to, you know, if the tackle fills that spot, you know, and then
he's free.
Then he, yeah, the line. But they had all three guys blocked at the point of attack.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could say that Micah played that particularly well.
He got too far upfield.
Yeah,
on that
I mean
one.
He's washed. They hooked the tackle, and then they get a guy up on the linebacker. John's arguing, well, he's got to squeeze. You know, if they the way that he played, they should have filled that better. Well, you know, Micah could have taken that on better. He could have played a little bit stouter at the point of attack. Yeah, the defensive tackle wasn't particularly good on the play. But, you know, Micah could play with a little bit more power on that and kind of squeeze that a little more. Instead, you know, Kamara gets up through there and they gets in the secondary, and it's a touchdown run. So the way they mitigated him, though, with Micah in the pass rushing stuff is that, to me, they when you watch, they were able to take a fullback or take a tight end, put him on one side of the field, and bring him across so Micah feels like that he's got a one-on-one. But now it's a double-team block on the outside right there. So he's like, all of a sudden, now he's being double-teamed. Mm-hmm. They also motioned to him as well and then kind of kept him there. And then they also blocked him one-on-one. So they gave him a lot of different looks as far as a back chipper, a motion chipper, and then a across-the-pocket chipper to kind of help out with that the pass rush. They clearly did not have any respect for anybody else rushing the passer,
right,
on that defensive line with, you know, with Tank and others. But no, Micah was their main concern there, and they were able to, like I say, create situations where he was always at least had one guy on him or two guys on him, and not letting him have a free. They didn't get any many third down situations either in this football game.
Yeah.
There were a lot of second quarter.
Yeah, there were a lot of big plays that they were able to make. And at one point in time, they were like 4 for 4 on third down. Mm-hmm.
And they
were in the third quarter, well into the third quarter before, you know, so they really, Dallas didn't do anything to slow them down on first down or second down to be able to get them to third down to where they could really get after the passer.
Yeah, they were playing ahead of sticks the whole time. And then they never really do just like traditional drop back passes either. It's like, I mean, Kubiak has this thing dialed. It's screens, it's play actions, it's moving stuff. So it's never just a traditional drop back pass where you get to rush the quarterback the same type of way. I mean, it's a brilliant offense.
Yeah, and you know, and I was thinking again, Dawson, about the your question that you asked, but there was a crossing route too, and I just remembered that there was a crossing route with Olave on third down, and so what happens? They're playing zone coverage and it passes all the way to Overshown.
Yeah.
And he looks inside to see, he sees the crosser, but he doesn't react. So now Olave's to him, past him, and then they fire him the ball, and he's able to get up the field for the first down. So now you're looking at it, you're thinking like, okay, the crosser goes all the way from Leofau to Kendricks to Overshown.
Oh, man.
And now he's late to react, and he looks inside to see the crosser, but he doesn't react quick enough to get to the play, and Olave makes the catch and then goes up the field that way.
Quickly, Brian, I know we're on defense here. I think it's great Zach Martin wasn't hurt worse.
Yeah.
Is he still really good? How would you say he's playing?
I think that Zach Martin is playing at a level right now that is not to where his standards are. Huh. I think Zach Martin is playing, you know, just if you look at, and I'm not even going to say, to me, it's, his bar is so high the way he plays. And maybe if we have time later on, I know we have a full show. Can I circle back on the offense?
We absolutely should circle back.
Because there's some things I want to get in. I've got this whole red zone thing broken down, and I'd like to get into that if I could too. But I think with Zach Martin, you're looking at a situation right now where clearly he is not at the level that he once was playing at, but it's still a winning level. And I don't think there's any huge drop-off here. I just think that he's more kind of a medium player than the great player, the Hall of Fame player he's been in the past.
Okay, we'll do that coming up at 4:40.
Okay, I'd like to get into
crustaceans corner. Yeah,
there's some things on this offense I want to get into, the interceptions, the Tolbert extensions, and then I want to talk about this red zone if I can.
No, you take it. We don't need it. We can skip around the bases, man. Yeah. I'd rather listen to that.
Okay. We got C-Note coming up next. Cowboys news of the evening. Did you see what Dak said after the game? John Machota's coming up at 5:20 from The Athletic. He'll be chatting Cowboys with you here coming up in the Expressway. That's next in the Nation.